This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cock and lock. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. And we broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Thank you for being in class today. If you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Protocol for calling in is really simple. If you're going to say something, it has to be the truth, no profanity, and you need to be on topic. Stay with the topic, no derailing, and that's it. And, oh, you have to be a lady or a gentleman. I mean, you know, you have to be polite. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Your signal is breaking up. It actually is losing pieces of the transmission.
Gosh.
So, yeah, it sounds like almost like you're gargling. You're not, I understand, but you know the transmission would be close to if you were trying to gargle and speak at the same time. So during the first break, I'm going to ask Jason to. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
that's better.
Right. I just had to move a particular distance from the speaker, though. Yeah.
Okay. So what's new in your world? What's new in your world?
Oh my gosh, the blue team are exposing themselves to who they really are. All I can say in a nutshell. You know, just this last week, it's been like one video after another has been coming up of the blue team just, you know, at various events and, you know, sometimes just, you know, turning on their own. And, you know, there'll be somebody just with a sandwich board type fine walking down the street with their child, and the blue team just come along and they abduct them off the street, ripping kids out of their mother's arms and all sorts. It's just been crazy, but they're just exposing themselves to who they really are. This is who they were all along, and this is what we were saying.
And you're talking about
that this mother was, you know, shoved into the back of a paddy wagon. She didn't go easily. You know, this was in Sydney, Australia. If anyone wants to see the video, then they can go to my Facebook page and I've posted it there. And that's why I still have a Facebook page so that I can do that. And that for research as well and for finding out this sort of thing. But yeah, it's just been crazy. And then in a separate incident, there was a protest in Melbourne last weekend, and protesting, you know, about our loss of rights in this country, which has been systematic especially over the last few years. Just the police going crazy, and, you know, this coronavirus has not made it any better. It's made it a lot worse. And the police seem to think that they are, you know, that the rules don't apply to them, which, of course, is what we've been saying all along anyway. But it's especially true now. oh my gosh, and this guy at this protest, he was saying, they were talking about how Mr. Kill Gates is going to introduce a vaccine against this, it's supposedly against this disease outbreak, but the truth of it is that you can't have a vaccine against any coronavirus because they mutate too quickly. And by the time you introduce it, you're 100 mutations down the line, and it's not going to be effective against that coronavirus because that coronavirus has already, mutated itself out of existence, and there'll be a new one. But that doesn't seem to matter to Mr. Gates. And, what he's got is patent number 2020-06-06-06. If anyone wants to go and look it up, that's the patent number, and I kid you not. And it's a nano tattoo that is only visible under ultraviolet light, which means you're going to have to get an ultraviolet light shot on your skin every time you want to get this tattoo read. And, of course, that's a direct fulfillment of Bible prophecy in Revelation chapter 13. And there was a guy in Melbourne, and he was, quoting. He said, I've got something to read to you guys here. And so he began reading Revelation chapter 13, where it talks about the mark that everybody would be required to have. And that word mark in the Greek means tattoo. It means a tattoo that a slave gets. And I would say nobody should get that, because if you do, you're just an idiot.
Gwyneth, you're breaking up really, really badly. Can you get closer to a window or something like that, and let's try that?
Okay, I have got the phone in the window. Otherwise, we might try and reconnect during the ad.
Okay. So, Jason, during the break, we need to reconnect if you could try that. Okay. All right.
We'll see how's this?
It's a little bit better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to move it around here a bit. Because I think this is quite important. Maybe we could go over it again afterwards, or keep talking about it, because how's that signal now?
It's back to being bad again.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on. I'm just trying to move it around to various places. How's that?
It unchanged.
Unchanged, nope. Okay.
Right.
Anyway, the police, I'll go over this again. The police just descended on this guy as he was quoting this Bible passage, which is talking about the mark of the beast system, And if this is not any better, then maybe you want to say something for a little while.
All right. Well, it did get a little bit better. Jason, do you want to try reconnecting? Okay, we're going to try reconnecting. In the meantime, while we are reconnecting with Gwyneth, I wanted to mention that there is a town in Nebraska at a meat packing plant. And according to Zero Hedge, that the employees, the workers there, are afraid to return. And this is a working class, poor location in Crete, C-R-E-T-E, Nebraska. And they're talking about the Smithfield packing plant. Dozens of demonstrators were holding signs. One read, "Our parents are essential, not dispensable." And they're referring to a rash of outbreaks at the packing facility. and the inability of the company to shut her down for an extended period for thorough disinfecting. So the president, Donald Trump, is saying you can't shut down because this is we're at war with this virus, and food is essential, so you got to keep running. And the employees are saying, well, really? There are 300 people who are sick at this facility. We don't want to go to work. And the people are saying, what about our meat? You know, the customers, the consumers. Consumers. What do consumers do anyway other than consume? So there is this, yeah, thank you. There's this tension at this meat packing plant. And so now the employees are protesting, their families are protesting, and the number of people who are infected. Now, you're gonna be surprised at this number. The public health crisis at plants that pack meat is at least 5,000 workers infected. 115 plants have been infected by the virus, 18 dead, and 5,000 at least have been infected. That's not like 20. 5,000 employees have been infected. And the rest of them are afraid to go to work. Now, would you be afraid to go to work if you worked in a place that you knew that there are 115 plants doing what you do at your job, and at least 5,000 workers in those plants have been infected with a virus? Now, some people think that if you get infected with the virus, it's just like not being infected. You know, what's the big deal? Infected or not infected? If you're infected, you can be really, really sick at death's door. And if you are, the likelihood of having permanent organ damage is very high. The likelihood of having brain damage is very high. So how many of you want to expose yourself to a virus that can cause brain damage and organ failure and permanent organ damage? Some people think this virus is nothing. Other people think it's really serious. I'm in the camp of it's really serious. There are doctors who have said, I don't know, nobody's sick in our hospital. Other doctors are saying, have you lost your mind? People are dying all around us. So industry-wide, beef and pork production has collapsed 40% last month. There are meat shortages right now. Kroger has had shortages. They're limiting the amount of fresh meat is. It's really older meat. It's just in packages that make it look fresh. It's called fresh. But their supermarkets are limiting purchases. Wendy's fast food restaurants have even eliminated from their menus beef, you know, beef products, hamburgers. The wholesale beef prices, 2015 to 2019, were averaging somewhere around $2.25 a pound wholesale. You know, the stuff that you buy for a little over $3 a pound. Well, now the wholesale price has gone from roughly $2.25 a pound, U.S., to $4.10 a pound. That was a couple days ago. I'm sure it's higher today. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I hope that you'll have a little bit of time to go to YouTube and go to the Ron Gibson channel, Ron, G-I-B-S-O-N channel. And the reason I'm saying that is I don't know the exact dates of the broadcast that I did this, but I did a number of broadcasts that were called USA Prepares Extreme Tax Deductions. Extreme, E-X-T-R-E-M-E, you know, the conventional spelling, tax deductions. The reason I'm mentioning this is as we go down this road where people have lost their jobs, you can regain some of that income that you've paid to your state and federal government by following what I said to do in extreme tax deductions on the archives. And if you find the date and you want to go to GCN and bring up the archive and download it to your PC, you can do that too. But I suggest you go to Ron Gibson's channel on YouTube to find extreme tax deductions, USA Prepares Extreme Tax Deductions. And the reason is, those of you who have lost income because of the mismanagement, the ineptness, the just the recklessness of the federal government regarding the coronavirus, we are all at a disadvantage. Us too. I mean, here at the farm, we are at an extreme disadvantage. We are under siege. We are under economic siege, and we are scrambling to sell our cows. We're almost done selling 70% of our herd. Now, I want you to think about this. Let's put this in your terms. What would happen to you if you lost 70% of your income and your expenses remained the same? What would happen to you? That's where my family is. So I've been unable to help Dr. Richard Allen Miller with Albert Schweitzer University. I've been able to do one thing, and that is focus and work on our farm 24 hours a day to keep it afloat. I absolutely refuse to lose our farm due to the mismanagement and the ineptness of those who are allegedly in charge. We are headed toward a breakdown of the United States, at least a breakdown. More likely, a civil plus revolutionary war, number two. I think that's where we're headed. The government is telling people that you can't earn an income. You must stay shut down. And I understand why they're doing that, because they mismanaged this coronavirus from the start. Had they shut down the airlines day one, we would not be in this position. Had they not allowed commerce with China from day one, we would not be in this position. They allowed all this. They've accepted the payoffs, the bribes, and so forth that enabled China to capture the entire U.S. Commerce market. Everything that you buy has Chinese content in it, everything. So if we wanted to just say, we're not going to do it anymore, we're not going to buy any more Chinese junk, we can't. We can't, because the components in everything that we buy are likely to come from China. You know, the switches, the electronics, the capacitors, the resistors, the integrated circuits, the circuit board assemblies, the display panels, all of that. Even Japan cannot compete with the Chinese. And this has been brought to you by the pond scum that you have elected to represent your interests, and they have failed you. They have failed you. So what's going to happen? Now, I'm not saying you all go out and do this. I'm just saying I can see this happening. I can see a roundup coming. Yeah, a roundup where people have had it. They've absolutely had it. There are a lot of guns in the United States. A lot of guns. And that's why the Japanese, in 1941, did not invade mainland United States. Because they knew that there are a lot of people with a lot of guns, and they'd go hunting the Japanese. Anyone that looked like they were Japanese, they'd be shot on sight. That's what the Japanese believed. And that's why they did not invade us. So, I think there's going to be a roundup. I'm sorry to say that. I don't want to see it.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps. SunnyBay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks. And they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the United States is entirely conceivable this fall. Testifying by video call to a Senate hearing, the NIH veteran said states reopening too quickly could make that outbreak worse.
If that occurs, there is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney's contradicting President Trump's claims about success in making more virus testing available, saying he finds the U.S. testing record, as Romney puts it, nothing to celebrate whatsoever. U.S. cases have now exceeded 1,350,000, with more than 80,000 deaths from the virus. Some Democrats in the House are not ready to back a new coronavirus stimulus package yet. Progressive leaders say they need more time to go over the bill, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Special elections in Wisconsin and California looking good for Republicans. The GOP held the seat that former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy vacated last year as State Senator Tom Tiffany beat Democrat Tricia Zunker. In Southern California's 25th Congressional District special election, Republican Mike Garcia holds a 56-44% lead over Democrat Christy Smith in a bid to retake a seat that was held by former first-term Democratic Representative Katie Hill. Kara Eastman won the Democratic primary in Nebraska's 3rd District, and she'll now challenge Republican Congressman Don Bacon. The mother of a Georgia man who was shot and killed while jogging says the men charged with his death deserve to be executed. In an interview with TMZ, Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, says she would like to see Travis and Gregory McMichael sentenced to death, and she said that because her son died, they should as well. Arbery was shot and killed while simply jogging by a home in Brunswick, Georgia in February. And a restaurant in Virginia plans to fill all of its tables when it reopens this weekend while still maintaining social distancing. The Inn at Little Washington will seat groups of mannequins to make the 3 Michelin star restaurant feel full. The chef says he's always had a thing for mannequins because they never complain about the food. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. David in Illinois. Welcome, David.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Mexican, by the way.
David, I gotta tell you, it sounds better, Gwyneth. I got a call, and just in the last couple of days, And a guy called up, and he said he was going to call in to USA Prepares. And he said he was going to say, hi, how you doing? So you started it, David.
I hope I stay on top. I'm glad Gwyneth came back, too, because I wanted to ask her some questions and some observations. But now, we had to go out recently. I'll just give you an update on our area for the supply chain. I had to work on a dryer. Took me 2 weeks to get a belt, which, good God, fixing these things are ridiculous. So I just decided, since there was shortages, to get a new Maytag set. They said it'd take a week. I showed up there yesterday to order it. The mid-July is the soonest.
When you say a set, David, when you say a set, are you talking about a washer and a dryer?
Yeah, I went with a Maytag top load. Top load. Yeah.
Good. And it has agitator, a regular?
Yes.
Regular
old? Yes.
Okay, that's the way to go.
Yes.
That should last 20 years.
Yes.
Well, okay, good.
I think we had the same Whirlpool you probably had, but somebody conned us off it, and she was too short to reach down in there, so they suckered us into these things, and I really want to just take them out and shoot them. So, the front load.
Okay, so supply chain, you're telling us that just getting a common belt, an ordinary belt for a common washing machine, or I'm sorry, a common dryer, is in short supply. Is that what you're saying?
It took me over 2 weeks to get that, so I went and ordered this other set. They said at first it'd be a week. When I went there to order it yesterday, they said, sorry, it's mid-July soonest to get them delivered, mid-July.
It's August. Sorry. It's August. If you go to Home Depot on the internet and you look for a freezer, a chest freezer, delivery August. That's the earliest.
So I walked over to the Chinese factory outlet to see what their stuff was like before I was leaving. Nothing electronics. Nothing. I mean, there's a lot of food gone. Everything was gone, and the manager said, anything from China or out of the country, he said, I can't get nothing. There's nothing to order anywhere.
No. Mm-hmm. Now, that means, David, so for our class, that means if you want a coaxial cable to hook up your cable TV or to connect your antenna to your television, if you have over-the-air television, those cables come from China, too. The telephone cords come from China. The coiled cords, if you have a handset on a landline, that comes from China. The telephones themselves come from China. Of course, the cell phones come from China. It's all Chinese. And if you want a television, it's going to say Make in China on the back, too, in little tiny print. Right.
No TVs.
They're out of TVs, too?
No TVs. Nothing.
Okay. I got an email from Kathy in Ohio, USA Prepares instructor. I got it this morning, and she said that she went to Tractor Supply, and Tractor Supply advised her that canning supplies are in short supply. That would be canning lids, canning bands, canning jars, canning supplies, short supply. I went to the internet to find them. I found some, but the price is astronomical. Ridiculously high. So, yeah, they are in short supply. They really are. And those who have them want extra for them. So I just want to let you know, class, that should have gotten them years ago when we were telling you about, we told you all this was going to happen. Yeah. We didn't say it was going to be Corona, but we said this was going to happen with the supply chain, and here we are.
Yeah. Now, one other thing, I know Amazon was saying they were going to stop people from price gouging. So I did find some things on there for her that were affordable, but that's not where they're price gouging no more. Try $50 shipping, for a $13 bag of gluten-free flour. granted, the flour was only $13, and they had it, but $50-some-odd shipping.
Okay, so, class, I can tell you for a fact right now that Sam's Club has flour. You have to be a member. And if you have the ultra deluxe price gouged $100 membership, you get free shipping. So you can get a bag of flour at the good old price, and from the good old days, literally. Then they have it right now. But you're going to have to pick it up. Yeah, small bags you can have shipped. So Sam's Club has it, and I just want to let you know that that is the case. But other places I'm not sure about. Well, the Chinese factory outlet might have them, I don't know. But David, you're absolutely right, and here we are, and the government had been telling us that, you know, that we, what they say, we reached the peak, and we're going on the good side of the corona panic. Well, I can tell you, I'm looking at the numbers right here, right now. Let me just do a refresh on the screen to give you the absolute latest numbers. Okay. So, in the United States, up to this minute, there are 1,411,000 cases. 1,411,000 people infected. This morning, there are, from midnight till right now, there are 2,512 new cases. And today, there are 139 new deaths. So if anyone's telling you that, you know, it's over and it's a hoax, try telling that to the 1,411,000 people who are infected, or the families of the 83,564 dead in the United States. Now, of course, there are all kinds of rumors that, well, you know, anybody that dies, they just say, well, it's corona. I don't know that for a fact. I don't know that. And then there are the stories that, well, you know, they would have died anyway. I don't know that either.
And that's what shocks me, and I don't understand, because I've heard other people say that somebody came out on the news and then mentioned that the death rates are two-thirds overrated, overnumbered. Well, I've searched everywhere, and everything that came from actual medical staff from anywhere you look at, it's all underreported. Because
that's
there's
right.
death that... So I don't know where they're getting this at. I've searched now for a week and a half, and I have not found nothing anywhere that says that they're that underreported, you know, overreported. I heard they're underreported, that they're actually going back and having to change death certificates if they happen to have the samples that they can retest for these individuals. So even children. You know, and look at what's happening to children, and that's starting to jump, you know.
You had a question for Gwyneth?
Yes, I was going to ask her a question. She was brought up about the police situation there, and I was going to bring that up about it before. Now, I don't know about her arrangement with the police, how the police act there. I don't know when they pulled people over in the past, would they do like American cops and check your wallets and things like that and take what they want. Now, my thing is, and I wondered this when this first started, and I actually mentioned it on your show, was when this starts to hit, is it going to hit the police and it's going to stress them out? Because they're not, you know, they got accustomed to having all that extra free spending cash. They'll go out there and have a good time. Does that happen there? And now with this happening, are they afraid to do that? And could that be also causing them a lot more stress and they're just taking it out on the public?
Well, I'll tell you what is happening here. I still do have some people who have, let's just say they have contracts in the Victoria Police, okay? They've gone from pulling people over in their cars to pulling people over when they're walking down the sidewalk. And the police are going to the places where there are the most people walking down the sidewalk, and they are operating the same business model, but it's gone from a maybe a maximum $700 or $800 fine for a broken taillight or whatever, or an expired plate, for a $1,200 to $1,500 fine for standing too close to somebody. That's how it's going down here. And they are beginning to show their true colours. They are beginning to just abduct people off the street for, because they think that they're standing too close to somebody, or they're holding a sign or wearing a T-shirt that they don't like. Yeah, there was what I was going to say when the line started breaking up really bad was that there was a guy at a protest in Melbourne last weekend, and he was quoting Revelation chapter 13 and saying, this is what's coming. And as soon as he started quoting Revelation chapter 13 in the Bible, you could hear them. They were like hornets. They were like a nest of demons, and they descended on him, probably about 10 or 20 police. And I've got this video posted on my YouTube page. And by the way, I also have, there's another video site that's come out, and it's very secure. Basically, videos can't be deleted off of this site. It's called Library, which is LBRY.TV. And if you go, I have a two channels. One of them hasn't got any videos on yet. That's Gwyneth Isaacs, or at Gwyneth Isaacs on Library TV. So if you go into library.tv and just search for Gwyneth Isaacs, you'll come up with my own channel, which is empty at the moment. It's going to get videos loaded on it. But I've got another channel on library.tv called Blocked Videos. So if you go onto library.tv and search Blocked Videos, then you'll get the videos that I refer to in this show. Okay, and I've chosen that platform because it's blockchain verified and it's impossible for videos to be deleted off of it. They can't mess with the view counts and all of this sort of thing. So, yeah. This video is on my library account, lbry.tv. And it's this guy, and he's standing there at a public protest in Melbourne. Actually, I think it was more common law rights protest than coronavirus lockdown protest. I think it was a bit of both, but more that we're losing our rights in this country at the moment like you would not believe. And they descended on him, probably about 10 or 20 police, as soon as he started quoting Revelation 13. It was near the end of the protest, and the police had behaved themselves until that point. But as soon as he started quoting Revelation 13, they took him. And they dragged him off and they put him in the back of a paddy wagon, and I don't know what's happened to him.
All right, we'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is live in Australia. David is in Illinois. I am in Missouri. And David brought up an excellent point. And the question is, when the police, the corrupt blue team, are used to an increased income as a result of their extracurricular activities, what would they do in the corona panic when fewer people are on the roads? How would they keep up that income? Or would they resort to just the plain old-fashioned salary that they got? And what we're hearing is that they are keeping up their arrest rate by arresting people who are standing too close to each other. Is that what you're saying, Gwyneth?
Yeah. They're arresting people for standing too close to each other. Mm-hmm. So what we're seeing, actually, they're bumping it up to a new level. And they are now so self-evidently the bad guys that literally nobody likes them anymore, you know, except for the most brainwashed, deranged loonies out there. They are the only ones who are still saying, yeah, the police are on our side, they're the good guys, yay. And I think that we crossed a Rubicon last weekend because, like I said, in 2 days in a row, you had people, you know, just, I mean, this video that's just gone viral, it's just all over the internet, the woman holding the yellow sign, and it's on Block Videos, my library channel. And, you know, getting a child, she had her 4-year-old child with her, just basically marching up and down a public road in Sydney, not near anyone. Not, you know, she was maintaining her social distancing, but that didn't matter to the blue team because she was holding a sign saying, you know, that if you don't know your rights, you don't have any, Magna Carta. That's what was written on the sign, okay? And that so triggered the blue team that they, you know, they grabbed her. she tried to get away. She had her child with her. Her child was clinging to her, screaming, you know, four-year-old boy. And, you know, they ended up ripping this child out of its mother's arms, and that child would be traumatized for life, you know. And they put her in the back of the paddy wagon. They put the child, the child's father was standing nearby, by the way, and they would not give the child to its father. And the child, the father was saying, that's my kid, that's my kid. You know, give me my kid. And the police would not give this man his own son. And they took him away. And, you know, the really horrible, horrible Nazi-level thing is that they will probably now be facing a family's department investigation for endangering the child by bringing it to a protest. You know, where her protest was her walking up and down the road with a yellow piece of cardboard strapped across her shoulder saying, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any Magna Carta. And that was her protest.
Completely peaceful protest. I wonder what the Queen thinks about this while she's hibernating in Windsor Castle.
Yeah, I'd love to know. I want to know what she's doing to uphold all of our common law rights. And I've been wanting to know this for a long time, including that I wrote to her a while back when I was having my own little set of challenges, you know, with pedophiles stalking my kids and all that. She didn't help me either. But this is it. This is where we are in Australia. This is what happens when you lose your guns. America, do not give up your guns. Do not give up your guns. This is what happens. What we are facing in Australia is what happens when you give up your guns. We were tricked out of our guns many years ago by a couple of mass shootings that were both absolutely staged. One of the gunmen was a man by the name of Julian Knight, and he lived in Melbourne, and his best friends were two young, at that time they were young, they're not young anymore, two gentlemen by the name of Chris Reed and Damien Reed. And Chris Reed and Damien Reed were the half-brothers of the infamous Melbourne gangster and hitman, Mark Chopper Reed. And, you know, the Reed boys and Julian Knight came into my husband Archie's mission one day and said, hey, guess what, Archie? And he said, what? And I said, we've all just signed up for the Australian Army. And Archie was, he was a bit of a hard man. He'd been a gangster from the age of six. When he heard this, he said, you did what? I said, we've all just joined the Australian Army, and they just let us in. And he absolutely flipped out. And after they left, he hardly ever did this. But he called up the Victoria Police, and he said, these three young men are very dangerous. They are gun psychos. They talk about, constantly, they talk about shooting people up.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to a break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.